If it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's
ours.
If you wanted several people to come along with you, you might turn to them and say, "Well,
y'all, come,
y'all come." Would you ever use it and talk about something that like belonged to these people? And I don't know if this sounds right. Would you say something like, "Are these y'all's coats?" Do you say that?
Uh-huh. Are these your coats?
Would that be what you'd probably say instead of, "Are these y'all's coats?"
I'd probably say, "Are these y'all's coats?"
That's what I'd say.
Yeah.
By that.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to know everything, if you wanted to know everything that a speaker said, like all of his remarks, you'd say, "Well, what?" Well, listen, would you ever say that? That's too vague. Would you say, "What all did he say?" Does that sound right to you? Or would you ever say that?
Mm-hmm.
"What all?"
I'd say, "What all did he say?"
And how about if you wanted to know everybody who was at a party? Would you ever say
who all was there?
Does that sound if nobody else will look out for them, you'd say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you'd say he'd better do it
himself.
If you were talking about kind of bread that's baked in loaves, you'd call it bread.
Yeah, bread. Loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread. Do you ever call it either light bread or white bread? Have you ever heard?
Yeah. I've heard light bread or white bread, but it'd be light bread because you could have white bread or brown bread.
Right. But light bread.
It would be light bread.
But you yourself would not use that. You would just say.
I'd just say probably a loaf of bread.
Loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call what makes that bread rise?
Yeast.
And what else would you make out of flour, kind of in the way of bread?
Rolls.
Mm-hmm. How about in the morning?
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm. What might you make out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Do you know anything else that you might make with cornmeal?
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies. Have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
No.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about it, basically there'd be two kinds of bread. Be homemade bread. The kind you buy at the store would be called
bakery bread.
Okay. What is fried with deep fat with a hole in the center?
Donuts.
And this would be something that you might have for breakfast also, and you make a batter, fry like two or three of them at a time.
Pancakes?
Mm-hmm. Pancakes. And if you went to the store to buy flour, you might say you went to the store to buy 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The inside part of the egg, what do you call that?
Yolk.
Mm-hmm.
That.
You had never heard that? And that's just not even that far, really, from Hot Springs, because you just right up my head. But what color would you say, what color do you call the yolk?
Yellow.
If you cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them? I mean, shell and all, in hot water you call them?
Soft boil.
Okay. How about if you cracked them and let them fall out of the shells into the hot water?
I guess that would be soft. That would be hard boiled, wouldn't it?
Okay.
You boil them with the shells, they'd be hard boiled, and then they're soft boiled.
Okay, what about the ones that you put into kind of a little cup, sort of a thing, and cook them over water till they get hard? You also can cook them in the water, I think.
Well, I don't know. I might not think. Poached. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Poached. Mm-hmm. Or is that the same as soft boiled?
I don't know, really.
Poached, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know if that's the same thing as soft boiled, to tell you the truth. I had thought that soft boiled, you kept the shells on and just didn't boil them very long.
That's right,
poached.
About just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. And poached, I don't think it takes very long either, but you take a little of the shell.